Reds Review for Club Marine. Insure your boat with Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance. Call and ask for a PDS to see if this insurance is right for you.
And now it's time for Reds Review, and we're going to pass this one on to Patrick because we know how much he loves his product. So fire away, Patrick.
I do. This week's review is on Minn Kota's Riptide RT55. RT, of course, meaning Riptide, and the 55 refers to the size of it. So it's a 54-inch unit, and it's a 12-volt wire. I like this. To operate it, you only need one battery. One of the things I certainly learnt with my Staby 1550, I put an 80-pound thrust on it, encoder, and what it means is I've got to use two batteries, which it just affects the running performance of my boat too much.
But the weight allows you to duck dive the waves as you're going out of Moggs Creek Bar, doesn't it?
I really learned a huge amount, so should have gone the 55. Will be on the next little Staby that I order, which will be exactly the same boat. Now, this 55 is exactly what Matt Watson uses on his Stabycraft 1550. So he's got a beautiful little side console. So he's, of course, of New Zealand fishing fame, the great man. And what's great about the 55 is it's still got all the great features of the 80. It's got Spot Lock, which is a GPS anchoring system. It's foot pedaled, so you can do all these things. So you can spot lock, or you can actually chase fish with a push of a button with your foot, and you can control the motor with that. Now, it's whisper quiet. Clearly, it's an electric motor. So when you're pulling up on fish or chasing fish, it is totally silent. It's not like a four-stroke Redmond where everyone says, oh, whisper quiet.
This is whisper quiet.
Four strokes are not whisper quiet. Especially, let's get that clear.
Especially when you get the V8 300 Mercury. That is like, you can turn it, you can actually turn it. Will, who CEO, the big boss of Mercury, said it's like wife mode and friend mode. This is like when it grunts, they're loud as.
Jeez, you might get sacked from it. Anyway.
Sounds good though.
So they're whisper quiet. So that's really important. You've obviously got the remote control, which is your main remote, and you can drive it from that. You can also drive it from the Minn Kota app. Now, most people, and this is slow, this is changing, this sort of narrative around why and who uses electric motors. It's gone from you just use them in rivers, in lakes, in estuaries, that's all it's good for, to now being widely regarded as something that is great to use offshore. Because rather than when chasing snapper in 50 to 70 meters of water, of laying out 100 meters of anchor rope, Redmond, because you need to fix on a specific spot, you hit spot lock, it's whisper quiet, you can chase the fish, and you don't need to let out all that anchor.
Just going
to
throw an example in for that, Pat. On the Monday, I was fishing the gummies, and I was out in 40 meters. And when I anchored, I had a northerly wind. And then I was deliberately on top of a reef. Because remember I said at the start of the show, you don't need bait to always catch gummy sharks. We had no bait. We were chasing the tuna. They didn't come up, so we didn't waste time. We fished, and I had this northerly wind. We're on the reef catching our bait. We only got a few. We're like, oh, we'll keep catching them when we need them. We didn't want to kill fish and put them in the bucket for no reason.
Yeah.
We got two beautiful gummy sharks. But then all of a sudden, the wind went to the northwest, then right around to the west. It was only light, but we blew 93 metres off our mark. It was literally the complete other side. And that's where your spot lock's going to benefit. There's minimal tide in the ocean where I was doing my gummy fishing. Therefore, the Minn Kota that you're talking about would come into play for me. And actually, instead of allowing me to drift off it like I did, I therefore would have been on the spot the whole time because I ended up running out of bait and going in. So that there would have made the difference for me on that day and probably would have caught me another fish.
And the other thing it does is if you've got an anchor out, well, generally the wind is going to move you, as you've just said. But you can decide which angle you want and which direction you want the boat to sit in.
To favour the tide.
And the Minn Kota will set that. So at the moment, I saw it during the week, and this is sort of what sort of got me going around a review for it, is that BCF have them on sale at a club price of $2,300, I think, or thereabouts, when they're normally, you know, close to $3,000. And you'll be able to, if you go to most manufacturers and say, I can get this at this shop or whatever it is, they're going to price match. So it's a great little electric motor, really, really versatile, and that is Reg Review today. For today, Minn Kota's Riptide RT55. That's Reg Review.
Nicely done.
That was Red's Review for Club Marine. Need insurance for your boat or jet ski this summer? Get a quote from Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance. Call or search Club Marine to find out more. Ask for a PDS to see if this insurance is right for you.